This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 55. We're back. And the GOAT has officially retired.
55, that's why, dude. It's supposed to be like a happy, joyous occasion, but it's almost kind of like a somber thing. Well, the GOAT hanging it up.
Because it got ruined on Saturday, dude. If this was out of nowhere today, I know it's kind of like we already knew.
Come on, Schefter.
But dude, I know Pats fans are kind of pissed about his post that they didn't mention him.
That's what's weird. But, okay, did you see, though, Kraft did put out a statement. Kraft tweeted something like a nice goodbye, and Brady actually responded to it. But he's got to do more than that, right? If you just built 20 years, you got 20 years worth of like kids buying your jerseys, and you got to do something. You got to do something, right?
I think what they were trying to say is that he did, after he left them for the 20 years, he thanked them, and then he just wanted to thank the Bucks. Then I bet you he does a whole, he'll do a whole video. I don't know. He'll do something more than that. Just that.
But is it too late now? Because I was thinking, here's my thought. I was like, okay, well, after I saw that and I saw the whole Instagram post, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to do a complete separate thing for New England, right? But I feel like now people are jumping on it so hard and getting down his throat that like,
it's kind of just
like
too late.
It's too late.
Yeah, but he's done so much for them. I don't, it's got too late. Come on.
I don't know, man. You got to, here's the thing. After this, because what's the next big thing? His Hall of Fame speech?
Yeah,
20 figures. Yeah. His Hall of Fame speech, he's going to have to like go crazy for New England.
Oh, for sure. 20, yeah, he's already going to be first ballot, 2027. Dude, poor Big Ben, dude. He thought goes out and Brady retires the same year. No one's going to remember Big Ben retiring.
Exactly. Exactly. But hey, man, you know, give credit to Big Ben too, dude. Big Ben had a great career.
No, I know. Two rings, dude.
He might have been one of the toughest quarterbacks that in our lifetime. Come on, no, like, I played through so many injuries.
And he always had a winning record, always made the playoffs, dude.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
But props to Brady
of that sexual assault. So he's good.
Props to Brady. That means Gronk is gone. It's gonna be sad not watching Brady, dude. I've always rooted for him. I know you have too.
I agree.
Best competitor I've seen play besides what Jordan, but I was pretty young for that. Or Kobe. I mean, Kobe too, but
yeah. I think what's even more sad is Brady's win against the spread, his record against the spread. I mean,
Sheffield posted that 60%.
For his Brady's entire NFL career, if you'd put $100 against the spread on every single Brady game, if you'd bet Brady on, for the spread on every single game, his whole entire career, you'd be plus, like, I think $4,900 right now.
Unbelievable.
And that's $100 on every single game that Brady's played. How many games
has he played? I mean, I'm not surprised he's played. I don't know. How many has he played? It's crazy. And you know what the crazy thing is that, dude, we honestly, he could have had, like, two more great years left. And that's even – and he's 40, dude, he's 45 years old, bro.
That's why. We'll never see this ever again, dude. I hope he donates his body to science one day because – the guys, it's a freak of nature if you think about it. In this sport, in this league, to be able to do that
at a high level, and he was first in every category this year. I gotta get on that TB12
again, dude.
Let me get on that TB12 method, dude.
This is Meredith. Meredith has a contact at TB12, doesn't he? Can he hook us up?
Hook us up, man.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen again. So we're watching the end of a historic.
It's going to be weird. Next year is – it's not going to hit us yet until next year when it's going to be like, no, Brady, that's going to be weird.
It is. Okay, Brady's been retired now for T-minus, what, about 10 hours, 8 hours? Mm-hmm. Is it too early to start talking who's going to be the next quarterback in Tampa Bay? Is Aaron Rodgers?
I saw the thing from Waterboy. Oh, we suck again, right? Let's say, dude, because who are they going to have?
I don't know.
Blaine Gabbert or
that he what's his name is not even on the depth chart. I feel like he's like their fourth.
But say you're a Bucks fan and you never win again. You always remember, dude. Tom Brady came, dude. He left New England for you and he won a ring. That's it.
And he brought Gronk.
AB,
my boy AB. AB will be on a football team come next year. So
I guarantee.
But yeah, I mean,
hell of a career. We'll miss the guy, Tommy. It's crazy.
One for Tommy.
And his last pass, dude, his last touchdown pass was 57 yards in the air over Ramsey. Dude,
oh, man. His last play, do you think Fournette's like, dude, I was the last play ever from Tom Brady. The handoff.
He handed it off touchdown. To him. Did you know that you also, Mike Evans, that ball, that his last touchdown pass is through, someone has that ball. Mike Evans gave it to a fan. Brady's got to get that back.
Yeah, he's got to get that back. Where that fan's give the guy Bitcoin again. Dude.
Yeah, but Bitcoin's only worth 30,000 now, so not as good as whatever it's at.
I mean, I was thinking about this too. I mean, let's take Tom Brady for a second here, and then we can jump off Tom Brady. It's just Tom Brady Day. That's what we're going to do. It is Tom Brady Day. Could you name another human being, not just a professional athlete? I'm talking about any human being on this earth that has a better life than Tom Brady. Like, just think about his life. Could there be does anybody have it better in this world than Tom Brady?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I was going to say MJ, no, because he said
no, because you know,
Brady said like the family, the model wife. He said like, exactly. What's the biggest issue he had? One
blip. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants, walk into any place he wants. He's got these beautiful family. He's got this gorgeous wife. He's got the good looks himself. He's made how many millions of dollars playing football? He's got the perfect life. If you
and he could be the biggest douche if he wanted to, but he says all the right things. He's like the most I know. I agree with you. You're right. That's a good point. I don't think
he might have the perfect life if you think about it.
There you go. Freaking Tommy.
God bless him.
Yep. And dude, what do you think he's gonna do? You know he's gonna do his Brady brand, his other whatever. Do you think he'll get
TB12 stuff?
Yeah, do you think he'll get some airtime, maybe call a game or do something with Manning, or do you think he'll stay off all that?
If he does, I think it'll be some like something with Manning. I don't think it's gonna happen though, to be honest. I think he's actually gonna kind of just be quiet. I think he's gonna go under the radar because I think that's what TB12 has always been. He's kind of been always under the radar, a little private. He wants privacy in his family life and in his off-season life. I think he's just gonna take a long vacation right now. With the family, and I think he might get into some more business ventures maybe a year or two down the road. I don't think we're going to see him come back as an analyst or doing any television. You're probably stuff. Right,
and it makes sense, like that you said he doesn't want to do it. Like he would have had a farewell tour if he really wanted to be about exactly. that, but he didn't want to do that.
He's going to go be super dad, super husband. He's going to coach I can see him coaching his kids' teams, little leagues and stuff like that. He's going to be front row at his wife's supermodel runway stuff.
You know where we'll see him a lot? We'll see him at golf matches a lot. He'll do the match again.
That's true.
Yeah, he'll do that. Yeah. He'll be at a pro-ams. Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be doing that.
He's going to do the golf stuff. Yeah. He's not going to be on the party bus with Gronk or anything like that. I don't see that happening.
So this, okay, I know this means Gronk's gone too, right?
I have to believe so. I don't think Gronk wants to play with any other quarterback.
That's what he's always said, right?
And the whole entire, when he blew the horn and Gronk came running out of the forest to say, I'm back with you. You don't go anywhere from there. You're done. No, he's done. Can't.
He's done. And he's got his race.
And if you're Gronk, and don't forget, dude, Gronk, I believe still to this day, has not spent a single dollar of his contract salary, right?
Never.
Gronk, another one. Maybe Gronk is second best life to Tom Brady. That guy can go do whatever the hell he wants. I could see him getting in the booth. I could see him.
Dude, yeah, well, he did. Remember when he retired the first time? I don't think he was that great, but dude, it's Gronk, so he can. Yeah,
he's the booth guy. Gronk's gonna be the one on doing Saturday Night Live, and he already did the Masked Singer. Hey,
anyone's better than Drew Brees in the booth.
Dude, some of these, you either have Brees, or you don't.
Yeah, Romo, you has it. Brees.
Romo has it. You either have it or you don't. I mean, at this point, I mean, anybody's better than Booger, though, right? We don't want Booger back.
and Jason Witten. Those two were terrible. Those were the worst.
Dude, I will take Kornheiser. I will take Dennis Miller back over that.
I thought, you know what? I thought the Monday Night Crew was actually a piece of shit. Yeah.
Bring back Chucky. He canceled for good.
He's canceled for good, especially with what came out today. Yeah, he's pretty done. Oh. All right, so going in. Okay, well, congrats. All right, we're on the football topic. So what do you think of these games? Dude, Bengals, little sprinkle. Dude.
A little sprinkle. We had a little sprinkle.
For the
Parmesan.
I'm
just bummed I didn't get to watch the game with you guys. I'm bummed that I missed out on the game with you guys. Gosh. You guys were having a ball.
It was not the same without you. It was not the same without you. I can't. Joey Burrow, is that dude.
He's for real, man. He's for real. He's are that more, guy.
Dude, I'm the Mahomes thing. I know they said that, dude. Oh, they only have one ring. And they call them the next dynasty. How many do you think he'll – I know he'll end up with two, maybe three, but, dude, he's missing – like, next year, Josh Allen could beat him. Like, dude, this is crazy that he might end up with one ring.
This goes to show you how hard the NFL is, man.
And that just showed back to Brady. Seven rings.
Tom Brady, seven, dude. This goes to show you – because look at – dude, how many times have we said Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT?
And how many times Rodgers have – how many times – yeah. What does he have, two or one?
He's got one.
One. And how many times has it been the one seed at home throughout the playoffs and only has one? It just shows you how hard.
This goes to show how hard it is. And this is why, honestly, dude, we're not going to dissect the big game yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sipping the Joe Burrow Kool-Aid, dude.
Yeah. The plays that he made. I
see him out there.
Dude, you're not supposed to do the second year in KC and just have no, like.
After having a major, major injury.
Dude, and he was just so calm and just making huge plays on like the biggest. Dude, it's crazy. Yep.
I don't know, man. Getting back to the Mahomes thing, we as fans, and we do it too. We're guilty of it too.
Yeah,
we have a tendency to overhype things.
We do.
Jump. The I think gun the media overhypes
the media a little bit too much.
Exactly. Which
he's amazing, obviously. But I'm just saying, let's sometimes hold the brakes on calling him the next Brady, or he's going to get this many rings. Yeah. Dude, at the end of the day, he only has one, and you never know, dude. Like, it's so hard to win. And
might
you know
be,
Josh
might
Allen's
time,
coming. Yeah.
Might be time to stop doing the State Farm commercials, man. I don't know.
Hey,
maybe it's
– Dude, and I feel like everyone – dude, Andy Reid's got to get some – dude, he's been known as a choker, too. And he only has – like, in Philly, he was.
Philly was a big choker. He finally got the monkey off his back one time
with the ring,
in KC.
But now,
that's it.
I think they're saying a lot about Mahomes, but Reid – dude, like the fact that they didn't score before the half, which was insane. Yep. Like, that's on Mahomes, though. You can't throw that under or out.
And you look at that offense, dude. That offense, again, I'm going to go back to the Green Bay offense, too. Those two offenses, man, they should just be running track meets.
The Green Bay didn't. But yeah, that's what they did the whole first half, Chiefs. And then I just don't know. Bengals, got to give credit to Bengals. That defense is unreal.
Absolutely. I actually, you know what? I don't think this is a case of KC losing that game. I think the Bengals outplayed them.
Yeah.
I think the defensive coordinator from the Bengals just put
just
his
the
stamp.
Second time. Yes, dude.
He just put his stamp on the league and said, "Hello, I'm here now."
And then Joe made big plays and dude, props. That's crazy. I know we took them, but dude, when they were 21-3, let's be honest. I know Ange was definitely thought they were going to come back, but I was like, dude, well, I was wrong, but hey,
at that point, I just wanted to cover. At that point,
yeah,
I just wanted to cover.
I know,
for them to come back.
For sure. For them to come back and win. Yeah.
And I did say, I think I texted in the group before it even happened. I was like, dude, if KC comes back and gets screwed by these overtime rules, the same ones that they just benefit from, and they win the coin toss again, he throws that immaculate pick.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know. And they won the toss. They had no excuse this time. So now though, no one's going to talk about overtime rules now?
Exactly. But,
yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
So props to Bengals. We'll talk more about Bengals next week. But now let's go to the other game. Niners covered. But Rams.
Niners covered.
Props to Rams.
I was wrong.
Props to LA. No, but still, you called Rams winning. I thought Niners were going to win. Stafford. Dude, props to him. That's awesome. As a Detroit fan, what are your thoughts on that? Are you happy for the guy? Or are you – kind of like, shit, we just wasted this franchise quarterback for 12 years.
I think as a Detroit fan, I'm happy for the guy. But at the same time, I'm looking at my front office and been like, what the hell did you guys do wrong? What did you not give us that LA was clearly able to give, you know, Stafford in Los Angeles?
Well, LA gave him a defense. That's a start.
That's true.
Yeah, but and Cooper
and they
Cup,
gave him,
yeah, or they
and
already
they
had
gave
Cooper
him,
Cup. Yeah. Well, but he had Calvin. I mean, that's about it.
He did have Calvin.
They have no D. You got defense win championships, and that's what's going to come down to it, I think, in this game. If Bengals play, yeah. But Jimmy G, this I know he's hurt, but this is why. I think that was his last game as a Niner, right?
I think so, too. They're already talking about
trying
to find a trade deal for him. And his thing is, you just picked up a guy in the draft, and he's not going to be your guy either. I mean, you got two quarterbacks right now that you had all this faith in, and you really have none.
Yeah, that's what it came down to. I mean, I know he does have a winning record, and he wins kind of big games, but you can see how limited they are Like with him,
he makes too many big mistakes. And you know what's funny is throughout that game, I was watching it at a bar and just a bunch of mixed Niners and Rams fans. Yeah. And the guy next to me was a Niners fan. And I kept on saying the whole entire game, and I was like, dude, I guarantee you he's going to throw a pick. A pick is coming. He's going to throw a pick. And then when it came down to that final drive, I called it. I said, I guarantee you I know how this game is going to end. He's going to throw a pick.
He throws a pick.
And you just saw it coming. He could have had three picks in that game easily.
It's just, but so could have Stafford. It's just crazy. No one wanted to win that game at the end. It just keeps going back and forth. And like, I think the coaching job, I think both coaches were making some the challenges that McVay did. And then Shanahan.
What was that?
Then the fourth and two. How does Shanahan not go for it? I don't know.
What was those challenge calls that McVay? I was scratching my head. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude,
man. Who was up in the booth telling you to challenge that?
Dude, they had no timeouts left with how much time left in the fourth.
I really thought they were going to lose the game because of that. I really thought they were going to lose the game because of that no timeout situation. But here's the other thing. We could circle one play. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me, do you remember, I forget how many years ago, Kyle Williams for the 49ers had those two muffed kicks right through his hands.
Oh, yes. The ball twice. Was it against Giants?
I might have been.
Or, yes. Okay.
And just the Bang Bang Gang was all over him, wanting to drag him through the streets.
Yeah.
How much of this do you put on that flopped interception by the Niners?
A lot. I mean, but that's still 9 minutes left. But that's huge. That is huge. And I feel bad for the guy.
That's a complete momentum.
Because then it just changes everything. So now we're sitting here. Dang, Stafford blows it with that pick. And then say that they hold on. Oh, Jimmy G wins another one. It's just crazy how a play. I know. Who knows? Because there's still a lot of time left. But, dude, I know. Sometimes just plays. Like, if, like, Chiefs score before the half. Like, dude, it's just crazy. Like, football's insane.
I agree.
It comes down to, I was thinking,
you know, they always say about, you know, they always say about the NBA, the NBA is like the final 2 minutes. That's all you need to watch of the NBA, the final two minutes. I'm starting to wonder some of these playoff games, dude, you just watch the final 2 minutes and it's like, you're entertained for a good half an hour in the final 2 minutes of some of these NFL playoff games. It comes down to, especially
like that Bills Chiefs. Oh my gosh. Yep. So Rams Bengals, dude, I'm excited for it, dude.
I think it's gonna be a great game too,
and we'll get people on next week giving out locks. We got to get Andre on, right?
I told him, does he want to though? I know he's a little camera shy.
I know, dude. We got to get him on, man. Oh shit.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get a Bengals fan on. It's gonna be Andre, and we're gonna get a Rams fan on. We got a couple of Rams fans that we could reach out to. We're gonna get a Rams fan on here.
It'll be dude. We're gonna be at Radio Row, right?
Our producer is still working credentials for us. So hopefully we're there. I just hope he gets us a seat right next to Jim Rome.
Yeah, or McAfee. Yeah.
McAfee on one side and Rome on the other.
All right. So that's enough football and Brady talk. Let's get to, because we are LA podcast, dude. To the Lakers. Oh,
should we get it over with?
Should we get it over with?
We have to.
24-27. Dude, the Clippers have a better record than us. What are we doing here? The big three can't ever get together. Now LeBron, that might be several games. Dude, we weren't winning with LeBron. How are we going to win now?
They're saying he's out at least until Wednesday. He's out for sure Wednesday. But here's the thing, dude. It's like I feel kind of bad. I almost don't even want to talk Lakers anymore because it's just a broken record.
Yeah, I know.
It's nothing positive right now to say. And I feel bad because I want to talk positive about the Lakers, but I can't say anything. What can I say positive right now?
AD Westbrook is playing. Good. I mean, and Westbrook had a good game on Friday, but I mean, we still lost.
Frank still has a job.
Do you remember that stretch of games we had that were the easy part of the schedule at the beginning of the year?
Yeah,
and we didn't take advantage of that.
We played OKC like three times. And now we're Queens a couple times.
And now the brutal part of schedule is coming up. And then I don't know, man.
It's been brutal already because we talked about this road trip right now. This faux Grammys road trip right now. We talked if we could win three out of this road trip.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just going. So now we're five games back in the sixth seed. So it's even if we get lucky, we're going to be in a play-in and I don't even know.
It's we beat the Nets, but I mean, is that we talked about? That's nothing to celebrate, really, right?
It's just, and now we don't really have who's our biggest trade assets, THT or none. And dude, and THT's had a dude. Who
he's
wants
got
THT?
Cold. Yeah, he's got nice cold.
No one wants him. Our bent, dude. Our guys, Monk, so inconsistent. Ariza, that's your boy. DeAndre's your boy.
I mean, here's the good news. So I'm looking at these couple games that we have coming up. We got Portland at home.
It's a very
winnable game.
But we suck, so who knows?
We got the Clippers, who have almost identical record as us. But you know the Clippers always get up for that game. The Clippers want to beat us. It's going to be a close game, I think. So that's not an easy win. We got the Knicks, who have the same exact record as us at home. Some of these games, or these teams that have the same record as us, we have to win.
With AD and Westbrook, you should be able to win, right? With these
I agree.
Against these teams, but
I agree. You know what the point is right now, dude. And excuse me, call me absolute crazy. I actually think that we have a better team on the court when we only have two of the big three playing. I know that sounds crazy, and I know we're probably gonna get a lot obviously of heat for that.
No, but LeBron and you. Yeah, firstly, it just needs to be LeBron, and then
yeah.
But
even give me two of them. I feel like there's better chemistry on the court. When
I know that LeBron and Westbrook do not play well together. We've seen that. We need LeBron and AD. That's how it's always been. Did you see that we try to get Buddy Hield again?
Oh, God.
THT for Buddy Hield. Sacramento's probably like, dude, you guys turned out.
Leave us alone at this point. What do you want? Just leave us alone.
We're not giving you Buddy Hield. You guys had your chance, and you guys took Westbrook. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but February does look tough because February, we got the Bucks, we got the Warriors, Jazz. We got two against the Clippers, which, like I said, that's always a tough matchup, no matter what.
So it could just be a downward spiral from here, especially if LeBron's going to miss some serious time. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but like you said, dude, you've been saying it. What have you been saying? Just get in the dance.
Get in the dance. Yeah, get in the playing game. Dance. Yeah, that's what Westbrook said today. He's like, hey, as long as we make the playoffs, we're all 0-0. So he's right. I mean,
here's the thing, though. Right now, we have a three-game cushion on the last seed in the playoffs. That's the thing. It's to the point now, that's how bad it is. We're just praying we don't blow a three-game cushion to the 10 seed. Just don't blow a
three-game cushion. Who is the 10 seed?
It's Portland, who we're playing twice this month.
Okay. And we're trying to catch the Clippers right there ahead of us.
Exactly.
So big games coming up. So we'll see, man. LeBron, hopefully he gets healthy soon. Shit. I don't know. It's sad. It's Lakers Nation. It's sad. It's a sad day right now.
It's frustrating.
Very frustrating. Let's talk about the other LA team. Kings, man, beat the Penguins.
It's a bright spot.
Let's go. They beat the Islanders twice.
Yeah. They beat the Islanders. They dropped one to Philly in overtime, a game they easily could have won. And it actually did hurt us a little bit in the standings. But that just goes out to show like how tight this division is right now. We're in third place right now, and it's a difference of 2 points between first and third. We got
we're right there.
Vegas and Anaheim are tied right now at the top of the
division. And we got them coming up.
We're right there, exactly.
Yeah. So huge games, yep.
Every game matters.
But the fact that like we said, this is all positive. The fact that they're around the playoffs, that's good for just like they're supposed to be in rebuilding mode still, right?
Yep.
Yep.
The one thing that does concern me though is and not to rain on this parade because we're rooting Kings all the way here. The thing that worries me though is their division is so weak that when you look at their standings overall for the entire league, we are just way down the middle of the pack. You know, the Eastern Conference is completely stacked stacked. The Atlantic and the Metro are insane. And then even the Central Division with Colorado, Nashville, Minnesota, St. Louis.
Colorado is unbelievable. Yeah. But
here's the hope. Here's the hope, though, because here's what has to happen. Don't forget about the format of how the playoff works. So we're going to play within our division so if we can get out of our division – and hopefully everybody in that Central just beats the living crap out of each other.
That's true.
We could get them down.
Okay. And like you said, in hockey, dude, and it's not like the best team doesn't always win.
It's a lot of period.
But even though Tampa Bay, two in a row, which is never happens, right?
It's very hard to do. Very hard to do.
That's some positive. Kings are playing well.
We're beating the teams we shouldn't be beating. So let's take that as a win.
UCLA basketball is playing well. They're dominating right now.
That's back up to the three seed.
Let's go. They got Arizona again on Thursday, this time in Arizona, right?
Let's get the Arizona sweep, dude. If we can get the Arizona sweep, USC is falling off the map. I think they're down to like 18th or 19th. Oh, they've had a couple brutal losses.
Okay. Dude, yeah, sweep Arizona. And then, dude, pretty soon March Madness is gonna be. Dude, are you already getting your?
I know.
You're already doing.
Here's my question, though. I know March Madness is around the corner, but are we gonna have to? Is UCLA gonna have to make up a whole bunch of those games?
Oh, because
how many games? They missed a few weeks there with the Big O.
Yeah, and the main thing is to get – that's true because it's all about –
Or are they just forgetting about those games and just making up and playing the Pac-12 games? That's what I think is going to be a big factor.
I'm just glad we have fans at the game now.
I know. It's about damn time.
Oh, by your boy. You see your boys without masks at the Rams game?
Oh, Gavi?
Are you surprised?
No. Not at all, dude. Not at all.
Not at all.
With Magic. Taking pictures with Magic.
Dude, unbelievable.
Isn't Magic like a immune compromise or something? Or like, shouldn't he be wearing a mask? I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either. But we're hey, trust the science, dude.
Trust the science. Kids, mask up in PE class.
Yeah, trust the science. How about, okay, before we get into what's going on with U.S. Soccer? What do you mean losing 2-0 to Canada? So where does that put us now? Are we going to get in the World Cup?
We're still fine.
Okay.
We're still fine. The fact that we have that big win against Mexico – we're still okay. It would be a little bit more comfortable if we had beaten Canada. I think we actually would have pretty much secured it. But the fact that we lost to Canada, and Canada is actually leading the group.
Dude, when they get good, I don't know. They've been good lately.
Canada has a couple of players that play in Germany. Canada has a number of players that play in the German Bundesliga. They got players. Same thing they've been doing with the USA. A lot of their players are starting to infiltrate these big European leagues. Canada's put itself on the map, and you look at Mexico. Mexico's kind of been the opposite. Mexico had, you know, a decade ago, Mexico had all these players playing in Europe, and now it's like these Mexican players are all coming back to play in Mexico.
And they're not playing against the same. Yeah, the like competition's not as good. Yeah. So we're still okay.
But we're fine.
That was just a brutal loss. I know some player came out and said this, called the coach out, so we're not. Well, where this is a soft team or something like that.
Yeah, it was a very tough loss, but we're still fine. The thing is, like I said, we have that tiebreaker with Mexico. I mean, it's going to take a lot for us to not get in at this point. Okay. It's going to take a lot for us to not get in, because even if we have to play the extra play-in game, I feel very confident about that play-in game, because we'll either play a team from Asia or we'll play a team from South America.
And we should be able to win, but
which you never we should know, be right? fine. But we should be fine. I we'll be okay.
All right. So we're going to be all right, the USA soccer fans. Let's go. We got to get a World Cup so we can be at Yard, dude. Freaking or whatever time the game's going to be at.
Dude, I'm still trying to get to this World Cup.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You're I'm still trying to get to this World Cup. Italy's got to qualify.
Oh, yeah, Italy's got to qualify. Month, that's March. All you care about. What else? Oh, big news. I know we're UCLA football guys, but – it is. I do like to see USC. Like, I'm glad. I mean, someone needs to beat the SEC team. So if they're going to be good, might as well root for USC.
We saw this coming too. We knew this was going to come in with the portal. And
so Riley's taking over.
Lincoln Riley coming here.
He's taking over. And then Caleb Williams, that they just announced today, he's going to transfer with his old coach.
Which
I mean, that's huge. I mean, we knew this was coming, and dude, USC's all the way back, huh?
Are you sold on Caleb Williams?
I'm not sure.
Can I ask you that?
I mean, when
I
watched
him. Are you sold on him?
I think that Oklahoma always has moved the ball. And, I mean, look at Murray. I know, dude. I don't know. Was Murray turned out to be as good as we thought he was going to be? I know. I think it's just that maybe it's that type of offense. Am I sold on? I don't know. I think he's getting a bunch of hype. He looked good, but.
We thought there was all this hype on Lincoln Riley with Rattler.
Yeah.
And how did that end?
Yeah. Not great.
And I think Caleb came into the picture, and I didn't see something that was, you know, thunderbolt and lightning different. Like, I don't know. I don't, but we'll maybe see. It's a new system.
Yeah.
Who knows? Guys come to Los Angeles. They see the bright lights. It's Hollywood land. You know, I don't know. Maybe it'll work out.
I mean,
out.
If you're a USC fan, this is, I mean, Oscar's got to be pumped right now. This is anything better than Helton and whatever you had.
Yes. All. 100% agree. Yeah. So, yes, this is definitely a ginormous step in the right direction for USC. And as a UCLA fan, like, again, we were rooting for UCLA. We'd rather UCLA, but we're LA-based. So
yeah, and BS. Someone needs to take down SEC teams, bro. So
I've already seen it ready right now. They've had
what are they, top
projections.
Five?
They're calling USC to end the year in the top 10. So they're projecting USC will finish the season in the top 10. and this group's going to be around for another year. So we're legitimately looking at maybe a year from now or 2 years from now, them as a legit national championship contender.
I'm not going to call UCLA a legit national championship, but at least what's his name's coming back, DTR and Kelly. Yep. So they're going to be good. They gotta do something though,
man. Kelly needs to go get some guys right now. I mean, we can't pay you that much.
That's true. We can't pay you that much and not to be like in the top 10, right? I don't know.
And it's just cheap losses. Cheap losses. If you look at UCLA this past year, they had a great team. They had a great running game. They had the O-line that can move the ball. They were finally protecting DTR. Some just brutal losses they shouldn't have lost.
So we'll see. I don't know. Props to Oscar. We got to get him on talking. Hey, good coach, Oscar. Good recruiter, good quarterback, coach,
good recruiter,
good quarterback. He feels like a ball.
They just proved it. He just proved it. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. That a boy, Oscar. Good call. Anything else? We got into all of it. We're not missing anything.
Good.
Else,
I mean, just a little shout out. I mean, we're not like we've said it numerous times on this podcast. We're not a tennis podcast, but Nadal broke the record.
No, your boy Joker wasn't playing.
No, because Joker will be back. Joker will be back. But the only problem is that I believe the next Open is the French.
And Nadal
owns the French, so he could be two up on Joker by the time they get to a fortnight in July.
All right, dude.
That's the thing.
What's the deal with our boy Federer?
I think he's wrapping it up. Maybe he's
wrapping it up. He might call a career like Brady.
I think he's on his decline. I think Joker is going to be the only one that's going to be able to catch Nadal at this point, I think. But him not being vaxxed and not going to the protocol for the Australian, I think really hurt him because now, like I said, he could be two down to Nadal.
Two down.
And shout out to Collins. Collins, she fought hard, was the 24 seed. Yeah, wasn't expected to get there.
Those are odds. Pre-tourney must have been amazing odds. Huge. So,
she had a mountain to climb against Barty. Barty's just in her
hometown.
Good.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're the biggest tennis podcast ever. Don't ever forget that.
We're going to get some tennis followers here.
Yeah. I know. All right. Props to Tommy, though. Right?
We'll miss you, Tommy.
It's kind of a slow week. This week we'll be back with two. Next week, a guest. And
yeah.
Maybe Gerald. I think Gerald wants to come. He's still mad about Mahomes. Sorry, Gerald. And he's mad about the Cowboys, dude.
He did pick against the Cowboys.
Yeah, he did. But he's all over. He has no words about Mahomes. But then he called McVay the best coach in the all time.
We need to get him on talking about that.
Because if McVay lost his game losing the challenges and the timeouts, dude, he's not going down.
He's here. That's the first question in the press conference. They even asked him, good old Terry Bradshaw asked him that. That was the first question he asked him when he got on stage to collect the trophy. Yeah. He just deferred. Next question.
Yeah, next question.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. All right, brother.
All right, man.
We'll talk.
Later.
Later.